response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
TJ, you need to lighten up. It's just the prom. It's a B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I get it. It's absolutely prom. But something has changed, and I guess I didn't get the memo, which why would I? But
you are so riled up about this.
No, my son's 14.
Right.
So, like, in the next couple years, he's going to start going to proms.
Yes.
And junior prom, senior prom. And I've seen this trend online with my friends' daughters. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's married? She's getting married? And like, she seems really young for that. No, they're like, they look like bridal bouquets, but they're being held for prom. They're like prom bouquets. And they're very elaborate. They look bridal-ish. Like, that's what they look
really. I have noticed the trend in the last year or two where even the girls, like the friend groups, will get similar dresses, but they're different colors. And you see that sometimes in weddings, too.
So it that's absolutely what a bridal party does.
Right.
Is get either the same color or the same dress with different colors. And then they all get bouquets. So I was looking, and I know my friend Shannon posted one, and her daughter was standing like in this field by a tree with her friends. And I was like,
you're like, who got married?
I'm like, looks like a wedding picture. So then yesterday you saw me because I was.
Oh my God. You were in here like, what is going on with these bridal things?
I love Joanna Gaines. I don't know.
Yeah.
She never ages and she does it all. And she's like, Wonder
she's clearly
Woman.
A vampire. She has not aged at all.
She may be undead.
From that show. Yeah.
I know. So she was, of course, her son was getting ready to go to prom. And she was like in her little greenhouse making these bouquets. And so she used, and I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody knows about these prom bouquets but me. So 585-252-9233. You have a kid who went to prom. I want to know kind of a guesstimate of how much these cost. Ooh. Is this something that it's...
You mean overall prom experience?
No, like these bouquets.
Just these bouquets?
I guarantee it's more than just like a corsage.
Oh, absolutely. And is right? Who's paying for that?
I assume the guy, right?
How does he know which bouquet she wants?
Right. How did he know which corsage she wanted?
It's your own bouquet.
I assume you bring it for your date.
Welcome to another rousing edition of Backwards Country. Coming up, we have a chance for you to win tickets. Be caller number 9. TJ has all the details. You actually get to pick which show that you're going to. And it's either Tim McGraw on August 1st, Darien Lake Amphitheater. It's courtesy of Live Nation. Or you get to go see Hardy, which is coming up at the end of May.
So I gotcha.
Summer of Live promotion. You get $30 tickets. And this offer runs today through May 5th, 1 week only. You can make it a Summer of Live Music. See all your favorite artists, $30 tickets, livenation.com/summer of love to get tickets. Or right now, you get to pick whether you go see Hardy or whether you go see Tim McGraw. So we're going to play Backwards Country.
And those $30 tickets, by the way, go on sale at 10 a.m.
All right. So this is... Should we have them guess the song, or should we just have them guess if this is Tim McGraw or Hardy? What do you think?
Oh, it's got to be the song, right?
All right? Okay. Give this a listen.
Oh, that's tough.
Pay attention to that last part there.
That's it.
It sounded very similar to what is played forward. So get dialing 252-9233. Caller number 9. You pick. TJ's unlicensed therapy. You should start charging for this because people are coming out of the woodwork to get your 2 cents on their silly little life things that are going on.
Totally unlicensed, by the way.
B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBE.
I have no business giving anyone advice, and yet here I am. Okay, so what do we have in for today? Oh.
This one came in through our Facebook page.
I signed up for a group trip with my best friend who was going with a bunch of people she knows. I didn't know anyone else going, but I trusted her and figured it would be fun. I've already paid over $1,000 towards flights and lodging. Now she's backed out before paying anything herself, and suddenly I'm looking at traveling with a group of mostly guys I've never met. I'm not comfortable with it. And now I'm stuck deciding between going on a trip I don't feel good about or losing a lot of money. TJ, do I suck it up and go and cut or cut my losses and not go at all?
All right. Unlicensed doctor,
oh
TJ.
Oh, my God.
What's your advice to the patient?
I say go. Go. You'll be more comfortable once you don't lose out on all that money.
It's a horrible advice.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
No, it's, listen.
Let me tell you why it's horrible advice.
I'm the unlicensed therapist here.
I'm telling you why you're wrong. I mixed friends one time, Memorial Day party. I had my personal friends, and then I had my work friends, and they got together, and they hated each other. I have a blast with everybody. So, you know, these people that I grew up with versus these people I work with hated each other.
Why?
Don't mix friends.
Okay. As an unlicensed therapist myself, I'm going to tell you, you go on these group trips, you don't have to hang out with them. It's not like you're sharing a room. Are you sure? Some strange guy's not going to be your bunk buddy. So you go to your own room. They go their way. You go yours. Yes, it's kind of sad that you don't have anyone else and you're going to be alone on a vacation, but you may regret not going.
Don't do it.
I say go for it.
It's your country music news with the B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
Zach Top, he is just 28 years old, and he is making baby steps to adjust his tour rider. The rider is something, it's a list of things that they want when they walk into a venue.
Right.
Sometimes they ask for towels, sometimes they ask for flowers, specific food, specific
just
drinks.
Green M&Ms.
Yes. He still likes to have a bunch of booze and beer, but instead of having cigarettes, he gets electrolytes for water. Says, I thought we'd have 10 or 15 years of debauchery in us, but now we get up in the morning and we hit the gym before sound check. And when you're on the road a lot, you can't be drunk every night.
No.
I don't know how they pray. And I don't know how he smokes and he's a singer.
I know.
I don't understand that part of it.
Well, he doesn't do a lot of dancing or moving around.
No. And I will say this. Let me get on my soapbox here for a second. Those riders, they'll ask for hundreds of dollars of booze. And oftentimes when we provide it, it's not even opened. And they just put it in their bags and take it with them.
Right.
Okay. Getting off my box
now. Look like a liquor store?
That's what we are. Carrie Underwood and her family, they live on a 400-acre farm in Tennessee. And I know you've probably seen videos of her out doing her thing. She says they could be self-sustained and live off of that land.
I think if I had to, I could be self-sustained at home. I love growing things. If I had all the time in the world, I would definitely not really need to go to the grocery store for too much. It's a lot of fun. You know, I love our chickens. We have cows, we have sheep, we have donkeys, we have horses. I have my garden. It's a great way to connect with the earth, and that's my contribution to the family.
So she's going to go kill a chicken and
she ain't out there digging holes. That's the retired hockey player husband who's doing all that work. Who are you kidding? Carrie Underwood. John Party has 6 number one hits, but his daughter Presley does not seem impressed by any of that. Presley, this is John Party saying this. Presley is a huge Ella Langley fan. She loves Dandelion and Choosing Texas. She's jamming out to that all day long. She does not request my songs, only Ella Langley.
That tracks.
Do your kids listen to this show?
No.
Ask me that question.
Do your kids listen to this show? I know.
No.
Their friends do, and they're like, do you know your mom was talking about
That's
you?
That's exactly it.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.